passage is Luke 2:1-20. You can follow along in your pew Bible in the New Testament section, page 58, or in the Children's Bible, page 1195. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Amen.
Thank you, Margot. What an amazing passage. Merry Christmas! Here we are. We made it. Sometimes this time of year, it feels like we're not going to make it to this day, or we're not going to live to see it. But here we all are. Look around. Oh, take a deep breath. I am so glad that each one of you is here, and I am thrilled to be here in this spot. Usually, I'm right over there in the Westminster Building on Sunday mornings, and that is a wonderful place to be, too. And what we do every Sunday over in the Westminster Building is we tell children stories. We tell them the best stories. We tell them the stories of the Bible about God's love, God's faithfulness, the way God rescues God's people again and again. So today, I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story of the time of Advent that leads up to Christmas. And this is the story of a journey. It's a journey that we all have been on for the past 4 weeks, even if you don't realize it. It's been all around you. And it can be hard to pay attention to what really matters this time of year. There are so many things to distract us. So much that can get in the way. And yet this is just the time that we need to slow down, take a breath, and focus on what's most important. And if you have entered into this journey for the past 4 weeks, that's fantastic. Here we are, the culmination of that journey, Christmas morning. The end of one journey and the beginning of another. So let's go. But first, let's ask God's blessing on our time. Holy God, you who have sent your very self to be God with us, Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, turn our hearts and our attention toward you today and every day. In the season of Advent, everything changes. It is the time of the color purple. In this room, we are surrounded by purple, for better or for worse. Right here beneath my feet, there's lots of purple. And look around you in the pews, there's purple everywhere. And that purple is there for a reason, not just carpet on sale. This is here to remind us of the journey of Advent and the one that we'll be taking later in Lent. This purple is here for a reason. Purple is a royal color. It is the color of kings and queens. At one time, only kings and queens could wear the color purple. Roman citizens could wear one stripe of purple on their clothes, but that was it. Purple is also a serious color, and something serious is going to happen. A king is coming, but not the kind of king that people expected to come. This king was not born in a great palace and didn't have a mighty army or lots of gold. This king came as a baby born in a barn. What a surprise. The king who was coming is still coming. The king who was coming is still coming. This is filled with mystery. Sometimes it can be hard to enter into or even come close to a mystery as great as Christmas. And there's so much that gets in our way. This time of year, people can walk right through Christmas, end up on the 26th, and not even see what was important. There's so many distractions. People are rushing around, buying things, wrapping, decorating, going places, and that's fine. That's fun. But if we're not careful, we can miss the mystery. The church realized a long time ago that people need time to get ready to enter into or even come close to a mystery as great as Christmas. That's why the time of Advent is so important. And during that time, we are all on a journey to Bethlehem. So let's go. Along with the prophets, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, the angels, the wise ones, let's go on a journey that was not just long ago. It is now, too. In the first week of Advent, we remember the prophets. Now, prophets are people who come so close to God, and God comes so close to them that they know what is most important. The prophets knew that something really important was going to happen in Bethlehem. They weren't sure exactly when, and they weren't sure exactly how, but they knew that Bethlehem was the place. They pointed the way to Bethlehem, and they show us the way too. Stop! Watch! Pay attention! Something will happen in Bethlehem that will change everything. On the second week of Advent, we remember Mary and Joseph. They were on a journey to Bethlehem. It was far from their home, and it took a long time. Mary was going to have a baby. He wasn't born yet, but this will help us to remember the baby she carried within. When you're going to have a baby, it's hard to walk for a long way. So Mary would get up and ride on a donkey. But when you're going to have a baby, it's hard to ride on a donkey too. So she would get down and she would walk. She rode and she walked all the way to Bethlehem. And it took a long time. They may have been the last ones up the road that night. In the third week of Advent, we remember the shepherds. and the angels. There were shepherds in the hill country around Bethlehem, and they were watching over their sheep. There were more shepherds than this, and lots more sheep. But this will help us to remember. It was dark, and it was cold, and the shepherds were having trouble staying awake. But they had to watch over their sheep to make sure one didn't wander off or that a wolf didn't come and snatch one. And then in the darkness, something broke through. Light everywhere, all around them. The sky was filled with light. And they were terrified. They were so afraid. What was this? And then they heard words. And that was scary too. Until they heard what the words were saying. It was an angel. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid." Angels say that a lot. Because it can be scary when a messenger of God comes to you. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. And there were more angels. The sky was filled with them. "We bring you good news, glad tidings for you, for everyone. Run, hurry, go to Bethlehem. See the child who will change everything. A child is born, the one we have been waiting for, the Christ child, the Messiah." In the fourth week of Advent, we remember the wise ones, the Magi. They came from far away in the east, and they knew so much about so many things that people thought that they were magic. In fact, we get our word magic from their name in their language, Magi. The Magi knew so much about so many things, but what they knew the most about were the stars. They knew just where every star was supposed to be at every time of year, and that way they could help people. They could tell them when it was the best time to sow their crops, when it was the best time to take a trip on the sea, when it was the best time to cross the high mountain passes when the snow wouldn't be too deep. The Magi knew all there was to know about the stars, but then they saw the wild star. It wasn't where a star was supposed to be. It wasn't on any of their star maps. And it didn't behave the way a star was supposed to behave. It moved. The Magi decided to follow the star and see where it would lead them and what it wanted to show them. Pay attention. On Christmas Day, everything changes again. It is the time of the color white, which is the color of light breaking into the darkness and pure celebration. This is the day the child was born. The Lord of all, born with the animals, laid in a manger, among the straw. What a surprise. How unexpected. The King of Kings in a stinky place. But maybe the one who was the most surprised was the old cow who came to find its breakfast in the morning and found a baby instead. These lights have been journeying with us during Advent. This is the light of the prophets, the ones who pointed towards Bethlehem, the ones who showed us the way. This is the light of Mary, who said, "Let it be to me according to your word." And Joseph, who listened to the angel, went on the journey with Mary and named the baby Jesus, because he would save his people from their sins. The third week in Advent, we have the pink candle for joy. This is the joy the angels sang about and that the shepherds went to see. They ran. They left everything and went to see the baby. This is the candle of the fourth week in Advent, the candle of the wise ones, the magi, who saw the light and followed it and brought the very best of themselves, their gifts, to lay at the baby's feet. And this is the candle of the Christ child. This is the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Let's enjoy the light. Holy God, you have sent your Son Jesus to be God with us, to share your love, to bring your light, to rescue us, to live with us, to die for us, to rise again, so we may be together forever. Show us how to live in your light and share your love with everyone, everywhere, every day of our lives. Amen.